History of Kajang True Jesus Church. In 1930, Elder Elisha Huang and Elder Zephaniah Chen from the True Jesus Church Budu came to preach in Kajang. A truth seeker, Lim Yu and his family, who were from the Seventh-day Adventist Church, came to listen to the sermon. Not long after, Lim Yu accepted the pure and complete truth and deeply believed that this church has the Holy Spirit and the accompaniment of signs and miracles. He was baptized into the True Jesus Church in the same year. Thus, he became the first member of the True Jesus Church Kajang, the first prayer house. Later, in the same year, Deacon Philip Tian from Sandakan Sabah came to Kajang for a visit. Deacon Tian received a revelation from the Holy Spirit to ordain Brother Lim Yu as Deacon Titus Lim. Later, Deacon Titus offered his house to be used as a prayer house. The number of believers then was 20. The second prayer house. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the number of believers kept multiplying, and therefore the prayer house was moved from Deacon Lim's residence to a bigger house of Brother Chen Tam. Hence, the True Jesus Church Kajang was established officially on 5th September 1931 at Brother Chen Tam's residence. At the same time, the first spiritual meeting was held. In 1935, the church at Brother Chen Tam's residence was not able to accommodate the increasing number of believers. Therefore, the church members decided to buy a piece of land to build a new premise to be dedicated to the Lord. 8 years later, the believers were scattered to the south during the Japanese army invasion. Therefore, church services ceased for 4 years. After the war, zealous members started having services again. There were approximately 40 members at that time. They returned to the former place of worship, which was not badly damaged during the war, and continued having services there. The third church building. In 1950, the British government resettled the villages. The church applied for a piece of land in Sungai Chua, Kajang, as a place of worship. Thus, the third church building was dedicated to the Lord. The third church building, rebuilding and dedication. By 1979, the number of believers had increased to about 110. Due to the obsolescence of the church building, the believers agreed to enlarge and renovate the building. On 26 August 1979, the new church building was completed and the fourth church dedication service was held. In the early 90s, the number of believers had increased to 140. An annual general meeting was held in 1993 when a resolution was passed to build a bigger church with better facilities. A church building committee was formed, and at the same time, a church building fund was also set up. The targeted amount for the church building fund was 300,000 ringgit Malaysia. At the same time, the church building committee also diligently applied for a piece of land behind the current church building from the government. The fourth church building. In 1997, the government had issued a notice to the church to vacate it as it was located on a site earmarked for highway construction. However, church services continued to be held there as the highway construction was delayed due to the economic recession in 2001. The church had already purchased a double-story shop lot in Bandar Teknologi Kajang, and all renovation work was completed in December 2002. Hence, the fourth church building was dedicated to the Lord on 3rd May 2003. The fourth church building, extension and church dedication. After the church dedication in 2003, God continued to add to the chosen people in Kajang Church. The number of believers had already increased to 170. Our brethren were moved by God to purchase a vacant lot next to the church. This was for church building extension to accommodate more members. During the process of purchasing the adjoining premise, members had gone through many difficulties, but in the end, the owner of the premise agreed to sell his lot to us at the price of 240,000 ringgit Malaysia, which was lower than the market price. Thank the Lord God who has been guiding us through His grace. Our Almighty God has been working with us during the process of the renovation and extension work, which began in May 2009. God has provided us the manpower and financially supported each member in contributing towards the renovation work that was duly completed in October 2009. God has allowed us to experience His will and power through His work. On 20th June 2010, the newly extended and renovated church building was dedicated to God. That coincided with the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the True Jesus Church Kajang. God wants us to enlarge the church continuously. Besides the development of the physical building, God wants us to preach the gospel to more people so that the number of people being saved will keep on increasing and to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.